Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Ryan.
You know what is the problem with our podcast?
What's the problem with our podcast?
We don't do cool, like, rock intros. We're not rock enough.
No, we have, like, a weird sci-fi, crazy, electronic song.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, with, like, you and me. We don't rock enough. We don't rock hard enough at the beginning of any podcast so that people, when they come in, they're like, wow, they're not even rocking that hard. So that
they drop off.
Out of there. They're out of there. Right.
Sure.
So this is my, okay, I'm going to do a rock song, and then you do a better rock song because you're the talent. Okay.
Great.
You're the big guy on Campus. So
sure.
Here it is. Dune. Presented by Clooney. George Clooney. We're doing Dune Prophecy. And George Clooney is in my house.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Thanks. Now you do one.
Casamigos is sponsoring, not really. Meow, 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 meow. George Clooney is here too. Meow, 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 meow. Casamigos sponsoring. Meow, 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 meow. Not really. It's Aperol.
No, yeah. If memory serves, it's always like an ad in Spanish, like a minute long ad that's in a language that I don't speak, and yeah. I'm fast forwarding through our own.
Like, yeah, it's terrible.
Come on.
Plus
anyway,
15, plus
Dune
15.
Prophecy. We are back, and better than ever, episode 4 of season 1, Twice Born. I was born Yeehaw. Twice, once when it happened when it was real, and then the other time I was just a metaphor, I think. But it doesn't matter. And as we poured into this episode, we're having some nightmares. See, we're still pretty rock out.
Rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah, and we're having nightmares. Everybody in the school is having nightmares.
Yeah.
And the first part is like, we're following a rando through the halls like a horror movie.
Mm.
And I'm not a huge, I'm getting into horror more these days because I'm trying, but like, I'm not a huge fan. So at the beginning, I was just like covering my eyes.
I was waiting for a jump scare.
Oh no. No, is this going to be scary? I don't want scary.
I hate this.
What it turns out was not. There was just a lady, and she was walking to the pool, and she had a knife, and she was like, I'm going to cut my throat. And then another lady was like, oh, don't.
A lot of like throat slitting in this show. It's like that. That's like the primary method of murder, or burning them alive.
Honestly, a little too much.
Yeah, like it felt a little gratuitous.
we're gonna slash throats every episode.
Yeah, come on, get something new.
Come on. Anyway, that doesn't happen. And then we go on over back to the Harkonnen house where Valya is thinking deeply about what the heck she's going to do next. The first bit of it being mainly talk her cousin or whatever he is into doing anything she wants. And then we see Mark Addy, an actual star, Robert Baratheon, the king. And he, we were all like, why is he in this show? And then we posited that perhaps he was going to do a cool monologue as an old rickety man. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And it was great, especially the one at the end. Gosh, he's just so good. And also something that I noticed here, completely off topic kind of, but it refers to speech. So I suppose it's similar.
Okay.
There's a scene where there's a couple of leaders, house leaders in a room together, and one of them is just clearly New England American accent, but not like Massachusetts, like it's our accent. They say he sounds like us, and it was so out of place with everyone who's speaking in a European accent. And I actually hated it. I don't know if you saw that or caught that, but I hated it.
it affected me 0%. It would have been funnier, though, if it was all Boston accents the entire time.
If it was only Boston accents.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I'm telling you something. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we can't do Boston accents is what I just
learned. No, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad. But I need to hear it first.
I'm going to say, though, if Mark Wahlberg was every part in this show, it would be a better show.
I don't know. He was pretty bad in Uncharted, if you didn't remember.
Yeah, sure. So Princess Inez in another scene is walking up to like a oceanside breakfast.
Oh, I want it. It was beautiful.
Pretty cute. And Desmond Hart was there and she was just like, Dad, what's going on? Why is this mass murderer to be at the dinner table or breakfast table? And Desmond Hart's just like, I'm going to tell you four riddles. Do you like that?
He's so weird, dude.
I hate him.
Yeah, he's just, he's like got a weird cadence. And I don't know. I mean, it's definitely intentional, but it's like almost like he's trying to be really chaotic and mysterious. And it's just, I just don't like it, man. It's, if
you know who would
weird.
Be a better actor for this part as Desmond Hart?
Adam Driver.
Mark Wahlberg.
No. What?
Why? How dare you?
Tell me how he would be.
No, I don't have to explain this to you. I don't have to explain this to anybody.
Honestly, if I were to pick a legit other person that maybe could do this one justice, it would either be Tom Hardy or Charlie Hunnam.
I mean, yeah, well, Charlie Hunnam and Travis Fimmel are one and the same.
They are kind of similar, you're right.
They, in fact, were twice born. I think back to back, and they're the same. They're twinsies, and then Tom Hardy is like the default, like, oh, throw Tom Hardy in, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's like got range, right?
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, Sister Tula is still beefing with the universe about Lila's death or whatever it is at this moment. And then the old lady keeps coming in. I'm waiting for this old lady to get murked. Like one time the old lady is going to be like, Tula, you did a bad thing. And Tula's just going to be like, it turns out I've stabbed you.
Snitch your throat.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude. Fine. Okay.
Anyway, we then go back to the Emperor's palace and he's having like, there's a get together, right? Mm. There's an intmoot that's occurring, but with Dune Prophecy regal folks. And Desmond Hart's like, let me come and burn them. And he's like, no. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that scene, I'll give it to the show. While it's kind of mid, really.
Wait, the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the set pieces are so good. They're so good. And that what is it? The High Council scenes were just, that room is very cool. And if you watch the post episode like recap with the showrunners and stuff, it's real. That's a real big room that they filmed in. It's not like CGI or weird blue screens. That's the actual room they built, and I'll give it to him for that. It looks great. It really does look good.
I want my finished basement, which is unfinished currently, to look like that room.
Yeah, right. Give me all that lighting.
Okay, then a bunch of stuff happens. Then it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't even like matter.
And then the episode's over.
No, it's not over, Adam. I'm just saying like a bunch of stuff happens. And I'm going to say it really quick because like, it barely matters. Okay. The Atreides rebel man is like, oh, I'm being a rebel. And then, and nothing will go bad for me. And then Valia is talking to her pupil and is like, hey, Sister Theodosia, you got to do the thing. And so Theodosia's just like, I'm not. God, I don't want to.
I'm not going
to
do it.
And she's like, and then Valia's like, I brought you here for that. And Theodosia's just like, then you've made a mistake.
I refuse to do the thing.
Because I don't want to do it. And then Valia's like, well, you got to. And she's like, I don't know. I'll think about it until the end of the episode where I do it.
Yeah. That kind of throws a wrench in every single thing we know, though, like from a story perspective. Because I'm sure readers of Dune would know this exists, but I didn't know this was a thing you could do.
Yeah. We're going to get, we'll get there.
Sure.
We'll get there. Because I had to look it up as I did a lot of stuff that happened in this episode. And then Valya is like hard thonking. And she's like, wait, okay. The man that Desmond Hart burned isn't here anymore. So he can be replaced. And he should be replaced by the weird looking Harkonnen boy. I'm just going to insert in there. And then I'm going to have all the other truthsayers on planet talk to their bros and tell them that they should invite this Harkonnen bro, one. And then two, talk him into being like, yo, go up against the Emperor. Just do it.
You should just do it. It's fine. Yeah, that guy, I don't really like that guy.
Which one?
The Baron Harkonnen. Not a fan.
He's nothing.
He's just like boring. It's boring. I don't care.
Then they show up at his house and they're like, you're in. He's like, this is all I've ever wanted.
And he goes, he's like to the Reverend Mother. He's like, excellent job. And I'm like, they had to have heard that.
Yeah. You're not doing whispering good.
Yeah.
Anyway, this Oasis reject is then like, oh, and by the way,
the Oasis reject. Today,
maybe we did.
Yeah, that's about right.
I'm rolling around in my chair because of what that moment was.
Yeah, it's good.
We just decided to do two separate Oasis songs. Gosh, this is more rock and roll, to be fair.
Yeah, that is rock and roll. You're right.
Also, inside baseball, Adam and I have never done this podcast while looking at each other through, like, on a video. It's happening right now. It has turned up the vibe.
Honestly, it feels better.
To see your friend.
I'm gonna listen to this later and see if it sounds better.
It won't.
No, it'll still be bad.
What you're going to take away is, we're screaming the whole time.
Not if I level match correctly, Ryan.
Okay. How about shut up? Anyway, Noel Gallagher's like, all right, I'm in. And then Tula's like, art project. Everyone get together.
Art project.
We're all going to draw. Everybody feel your inside feelings and then draw something different. And then they're all like, we're going to draw well.
Yeah, one of our patrons put in the what is that movie? The Ring? Yeah, The Ring. It looks like The Ring, but it's really Sandworm Mouth.
It's Sandworm Mouth, yeah. They do two things. They do Sandworm Mouth, and then they do, like, robot with eyes.
Oh, yeah. Or dark, yeah, like, well, we find out it's a robot with eyes, but it just shows, like, a dark, everything's dark except for two little orbs.
Yeah, which robots aren't supposed to be around. We did Robot War already.
Now, do you? That's true. But do you think that it was intentional that the paper that they used to draw on was blue and the robot's eyes were also blue?
I've never known.
Who has blue paper, dude?
The Sisterhood, apparently.
Yeah, everything's blue. Everything leads to spice.
Yeah, it should have been 8x5, 11 letter stock.
Yeah.
Should have been
180 gram.
Right. I mean, not too heavy, not too soft.
Yeah.
And then Desmond Hart talks to Empress Natalia, and he's like, we should do something. And she's like, I've already done it. I'm so smart. And he's like, okay. And this is where I fell asleep.
Yeah, let it out, Ryan.
This is where I fell asleep and then had to wake up later and be like, what is happening here?
Where I miss?
What I miss, and then go back to the middle of the episode. What she's basically saying is, Desmond, have all of the enforcers go find all of the rebels based on all of these camera videos.
Yeah.
And round them on up. But I didn't tell you to do it. In fact, no one told you to do it. And he was like, understood.
Yeah. So I'll tell you this. I see what they're trying to do here with the
Do you? What is it?
Well, the plot gets kiboshed by another team, and the other team, like all the teams are doing the same thing, and someone gets the jump. Like, how did Desmond do this before the Reverend Mother? Like, I don't know, man. This feels cheesy.
Yes. Okay. They're trying to set up a moment on the third day of the Entmoot. They're trying to set up like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? Yeah. Who's gonna do what? And I'm over here just being like, God, I don't care.
I am curious to see what the, like, how Desmond got his powers. Because he was eaten by the sandworm. And then he even said in this episode, like, it was horrifying. It was catastrophic. And like, whoa, dude, it's like, did it hurt? Like,
I hope so. Your impression of him makes me hate him more.
Oh, good, good.
And like you better.
Oh, well, lovely.
That's cool. Anyway, Atreides guy is with his rebel boss.
He's
and they're
dumb.
Like,
God, yeah, I hate that.
They do go over their plan. There's going to be a robot. It has a bomb on it, and it's going to go in. And they're just, like, chilling, smoking some spice herb the night before. And Mr. Atreides is like, man, you and I are going to have long and fruitful lives and friendships, and you're never going to die. And and then Princess Yanez shows up, and she's like, my dad. And he's like, Mr. Atreides, that is like, I can't be seen with you no more.
You can't be here.
Get out of here. He basically white fangs her, just like, yeah. Get out of here.
And then they make out. So
and then they make out. So hot.
Also, something about this scene that it bothered me again is,
oh cool.
It's something, it's so small, but I noticed it immediately when they were huffing the spice air. When they blew out the spice air, that CGI was bad. It was bad, dude. It looked so fake. And I'm like, oh my God, this looks like a PS1 graphic of like a guy smoking a cigar.
My main problem with it is I don't like the apparati.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a rebreather.
You know what I wish it was?
A pipe.
A bong.
Oh, like, but yeah, just hitting like, a freaking like, bong. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just doing fat hits.
Sick of clouds, bro.
Just, yeah. I'm gonna exit this sentence. Anyway.
Sick, sparkly clouds, bro.
Fat clouds, yeah. And then, God. You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Is it like, I'm just so, this.
I just want action to happen. I want more action.
So boring. And like, talking about it.
The best pieces of the show are when people are getting murked, dude.
Yeah, obviously.
There's a few conversational like dialogue pieces that are cool, but I just, yeah.
I remember what I was going to say. Valio is like, Theodosia is like, who's that in your locket? And Valio is like, my dead brother who died in a hard cut.
Yeah.
A hard cut so long ago.
God, he was cut so hard.
Almost instantly. It made Ryan laugh pretty ferociously. In a better episode of this show.
Yeah, that was a better episode. You want to know why? Because it was the younger versions of them. And that's a better story.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's what I'd rather watch.
I know.
Princess Yanez goes up to Rando's stepbrother, who cares, and is like, I'm gonna go in tomorrow and I'm gonna tell everybody what dad did, and I want you there with me. And stepbro's like,
stepbro,
that doesn't sound like me. Well, he's not stepbro, he's actually a bastard child. Is what it is. But and then he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that was the episode, right? What was the last scene? Let's just skip to the last scene because
the last scene is the Entmoot, and everyone's coming together. Who's gonna do what? Is this room going to explode? Is Princess Yanez going to be like, "Daddy did it"? Is half bastard brother going to show up? And then we learn that he's there the bro. And then Mark Strong's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here.
I have
At which
weapon.
Point bro is like, I'm actually, good luck, I'm leaving.
And then, oh my God, what's the young girl's name? She wakes up and is now high on spice.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Don't, you're now, you're, even though it's boring, you're jumping ahead.
Yeah.
We're within the moot, Adam. We have to finish moot.
All right, go ahead.
Man, other Gallagher. Which one's Noel? What's the other one's name?
I don't know, man.
You know it.
I'm so out of touch with some of these character names. I get so confused.
I'm not talking about a character's name. I'm talking about the members of Oasis.
Oh! Confuse me even more. I don't know their names.
It's Liam. Anyway, Liam Harkonnen is like, yo, the Emperor did it. And then Princess Inez is like, yo, steal my thunder. Good point. I'm also here. And I'm also saying that about my dad.
Because maybe.
Yeah. And then Desmond Hart's like, oh, okay. Oh, guess what? Guess what, room of people? You fucked around. Now you're going to find out. Okay? Because I have all of your rebel friends. And I found the drone that had C4 attached to it or whatever the heck.
The thinking machine or whatever it's called.
And I got that. And I got all your friends. And you know what? Yeah. The Emperor did have me burn that little boy because that little boy sucked. And then he had me burn that little boy's dad because he sucked too. We're not even trying to say we didn't do it no more. In fact, actually, to be fair, the Emperor in the background is like, oh, no.
yeah, you could. Wait.
Stop. But Desmond Hart's like, I'm doing a monologue. It's my time.
It wasn't a murder. It was an execution.
Yeah, that's sort of what he said. And then, you know, he burns everybody in front of the crowd. And as let's all recall that Valia's plan here is to kill Mr. Atreides before he blows up the room. That's not happening anymore because he pops out because he sees his friend who's about to get burned alive and is like, I gotta go.
Yep.
And so she was planning on saving the Emperor to get back in his good graces, but now realizes, oh, this is a different situation.
Yeah, and I would have loved to see her dead shot, the kill shot of the knife, like throwing knife abilities, because we don't really see her fight. And that would have been cool, and we were kind of, that was taken from us, and I don't like it.
Yeah, Valia Harkonnen puts down the knife, gets out nunchucks, and is like, Desmond, you and me! And then he's like, I can burn you alive.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's also unaffected by the voice too. No.
Yes,
still,
and
you want to know why? Why
he is not unaffected by burning people though? He turns out just like starts bleeding profusely.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
What's up with that?
Yeah, it's only from his back too. And now, is it from pre-made scars or is it a new scar every time that starts bleeding?
I appreciate the question. I just don't. I don't know.
No,
I'm
just, that
I
was more
know.
Of a, you know, you don't have to answer that. But this is what's going in my brain.
I'm glad I didn't have to answer because I don't know. As he was going out, he puts his hand on a table and leaves a blood stain behind. And I was like, okay. Hey. Valia takes that and she's going to DNA match. She's going to 23andMe him. And she's going it's going to be like 50% worm, 50% chill.
50% worm.
And had 2% Ashkenazi Jew.
Jesus. Oh boy.
God, this is a stupid show. And then Valia goes back and it's like, Theodosia, we're going to see who Desmond Hart is. And then also, you got to do your thing. And Theodosia is like, maybe, I don't know. And then the Emperor is like, Desmond, are you okay? And he's just like, I'm bleeding. And
it hurts.
It hurts.
It's fine.
It's fine. And then after that,
This is about how much interest we got.
And then Lila wakes up. But dude, she's like different now.
Yeah, she's spice eyes. She got spice eyes.
Right, she has like the Fremen like eyes.
Yeah, spice eyes are watching also, you.
Wait, keep doing your song. It's better than whatever I'm about to
no,
say.
No, no, no. That's all I wanted to say.
Do it again then.
Spice eyes
yeah.
are watching you.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching you.
You know, Adam.
Yeah.
I get it. You know what I get?
What do you get?
You know what I'm not even going to say? I'm tired of listening to myself just complain. Okay, so it's a worm. And Tula has this like premonish
yeah.
or regular nish where she's just seeing like the end of all days. And
yeah. And then we see the blue two-eyed machine thing again.
Right.
What is that? What do you think it is?
A robot?
But just like obviously a robot. But
well the one like, girl, the one sister, the one like student who didn't have the nightmare is the yep. one who's like looking at the paintings and
yep.
on the blue paper, as you pointed out, I'm blue mm. Abadi Abba paper. And mm-hmm. and then it was like, what are those?
Another reason why the school scenes were not that good. I don't really like. Although this one was fine. They were Bob Rossing the sandworm.
And then the last scene is where Valya is listening to her uncle Guy Marcatti, and he does a final little speech about how she sucks, and she's basically like, no, you suck. And then he's just like so old that he dies, and. Yeah.
That sucked for him. And then
from the rafters, from the top ropes, Griffin Harkonnen comes around the corner, and we're like, Griffin, you're hard cut dead. How are you here?
What? And hasn't aged a bit?
'Twas Theodosia.
Yeah.
And this is where we stop and ask, okay. So I looked it up.
Okay.
And... face differing being a shapeshifter is in the Dune universe.
Yeah.
And this is, I just suppose, like something that I just didn't know because I didn't have enough context for.
Sure.
But what we're learning is that there's more powers. There's more magic in this world than previously understood. And I'm like a white blood cell rejecting it completely.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like, I hope it's not widespread. You know, like, I hope this is a one-off.
I was okay with the voice.
Yeah.
Being powers.
Yep.
I don't know about shapeshifty, but to be fair, okay, here's this thing. Everybody, if you don't want like Dune 3 spoilers, go ahead 30 seconds. 3, 2, 1, do that. Paul Atreides turns into a fucking worm, right? Yeah. Right? He becomes a goddamn worm, and he's becomes like worm emperor. And so like, yeah, this place gets goddamn weird, and yeah, there are weird powers, but I don't know, shapeshifty somehow is the one that was like, no thanks.
Yeah, I don't want another like Marvel superhero MCU, but this is the Dune CU, you know? Yeah,
I don't even care, like... The fact, actually, honestly, I want him to be a worm. Okay, it's 30 seconds. It's over. I want him to be a worm. Whatever. There are two more episodes of this.
Yeah, but I watched the preview for the next one. Seems like there's a little bit more action, which is helpful a little bit.
Describe it in detail.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I just remember seeing a lot of action set pieces, and that makes me positive, but cautiously optimistic. For our viewers who can't see, Ryan has his face in his hands.
Yeah. And you know that because you can see me. And
yeah.
I can see you. Man.
What are you hoping for the next episode? Penultimate episode.
I die beforehand.
Jeez.
JK. Anyway, now, what am I hoping for? That's a good question. What am I hoping for? Ryan? Yes, Ryan? What are you hoping for? I hope that,
man,
God, I don't care. Like I don't know. I have no idea. Again, we know the end of this. We know 10,000 years from now that right. the sisterhood right. are still around. Desmond, yeah. what I hope is that we get a satisfactory explanation of what the heck Desmond Hart is doing and why.
Yes, I agree. I want that. That's the one thing that I want from the show. And I think that's what they're trailing us on is that we just want to know the intrigue, the mystery of this character. But nothing is really drawing it out to where it matters all that much to the end. Like, I just want to know for the sake of knowing. I'm not invested in this. If I stopped watching it tomorrow and never finished it, I wouldn't be any different.
And by the way, I think we're on the low end of this. I think there are a lot of people who are really enjoying this show.
Sure.
Every time Valya and Desmond Hart are in the same room, their hearts are racing. They wonder what's going to happen. Mm. The goodwill that they've taken from the past Dune movies and Paul Atreides and all of that and Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya, like all of that good vibe, they are copy-pasting over to their experience watching this show, and they're yeah. actually having a great time, and they really like it, and I'm proud of them, and honestly, like, good job. Like, it's I'm like their dad, like, you've done a good job, and they're like, oh my God, thanks, that's the first time you've ever said. And then, like, I'm like, well, also, by the way, machines are real, and they're like, why? No, machines are supposed to be outlawed. And then I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
So many emotions happening, so little time left.
What I hope is that when we get to the end of episode 5, I want to watch episode 6.
Yeah, I want the finale. Like, I want it to be a thing that I am looking forward to.
And does that have to be Valya Harkonnen and Desmond Hart in like a fisticuffs battle? No magic. No voice, no burning, just you, me. In the squared circle or whatever.
A blade.
And we punch each other until one of us is dead.
May my blade chip and shatter.
me, my blade
chip and shatter. Anyway, on that terrible disappointment.
You do the end while I, from afar, do that impression over and over again.
Oh boy.
May my blade chip and shatter.
Well, if you would like to listen to our podcast and get these episodes early and ad free, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com. Go ahead.
Chip and shatter.
Patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. For one or more dollars a month, you can get this stuff and support small creators like ourselves. I hate being called a creator, but that's what we are.
I hate being called small against our will.
Hey, make us big, I guess.
But it's the reason we're not big, because this show is not Dune Prophecy. I was about to say this show is ass. Dune Prophecy, it's sort of it. I feel that way a little bit. I'm talking about our Chippish, yeah.
Well, we'd like to thank our current patrons, and you too can be added to this list if you support. But thank you, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Howdy Dream Cowboys, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butternickel, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, C Fritz, and Cosmic Starfish Number One. And thank you, Brent Ginn, for being our $5 a month tier patron. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of you. Please follow us on all of our socials at the HBO Boy Podcast or at the HBO Boys. And like, comment, and subscribe. I'm on Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, TikTok, all the famous ones that you know and love that may or may not be outbanned in the United States soon enough. But yeah, any last words from you, Ryan?
What was the last sentence you said? What was banned?
I said follow us on all these social medias that may or may not get banned in the United States.
Good. Ban me, ban them. Ban the internet as a whole.
Yeah,
ban
might as well
from existence.
But bring back Vine.
You bring back Vining.
Vining.
There's an IMDb review that is like, this show is a masterpiece.
Really?
Every episode is better than the one before. The basis is Sailega. World building? Fantastic. Every episode close to an event. World building, they're not doing the world building. Frank Herbert did the world building. Okay. Yeah. They have all the world building that they wanted to do.
Mm. Now, I am reading a review, and you know, I'll put an asterisk next to this because it's IGN, and I do not like IGN, but it's the first one that I saw. They're giving it a 5 out of 10. Sure. Dune Prophecy's worst tendencies and its pale Game of Thrones impression are on full display in Twice Born. It has good ideas, but the execution never instills the right amount of intrigue. And I'll be honest with you, that's like the first time I agree.
Honestly, read that, whoever writes those interviews, instead of listening to this podcast, because that's how I feel. Have you gotten that? Did you get that vibe from, because that's better words than I've said.
Yeah, but ours was more fun to listen to.
Was it?
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.